This is Scams and Cons News with Jim Grinstead.
In this week's news, scammers break into a physician's prescription system, creating orders for tens of thousands of prescriptions of addictive drugs. And a lawsuit has been filed against Citigroup for not doing enough to protect consumers from scammers. But we start with British officials chasing a person they believe is the nation's most prolific romance scammer. It began when Sharon met David. The British TV show This Morning lays out what happened next.
He walked into my shop and said he was looking for a rice cooker. I was selling retro stuff, so I didn't have anything like that. Absolutely charming, handsome. And he just sweet-talked me for the next hour, but found out everything about me within the hour. If I owned my own place, if I had my own business, how many kids I had, if I had a big family.
The first meeting, met him on Plenty of Fish, and it didn't take more than a couple of days before we actually met. And again, he knew everything about me within the first drink.
Her sister Lisa also fell in love with David.
Can I ask, did you both fall for him? Did you both love him?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
It just goes to show, you know, when you're in love,
yeah,
things get blinded, don't they?
And yeah.
You let a lot slip. When you're loved up, you do let a lot slip.
But the problem with him was he was a complete controlling, dominating character. Yeah. So he threatened my son. He also alienated me from my friends, you know. Are you home? No, I'm out. Well, if you're not back in 5 minutes, I'm leaving. That type of thing.
Like all romance scams, once the scammer establishes dominance, they begin to ask for money, and they take it until the person either gets wise or runs out of money. This time, something different happened.
A phone call from the police to say this guy's a wrong one.
Yeah, they told me he was with 17 women at the time.
How was I getting that phone call?
It was like he died. Honestly, I didn't feel sadness for the loss of the relationship because really, I think it had run its course anyway. So it was a cutoff point.
Well, on the 29th of November, he was convicted of 19 counts of fraud and one of theft, and he was sentenced to 11 years in prison.
Yes.
I mean, how are you both feeling about that now?
He's not going to do 11 years.
He's
only going to do half, and then he'll be out and do it again.
But everybody knows what he is now.
Yeah.
A 38-year-old man from Texas has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for his involvement in a romance scam that defrauded a Missouri woman of nearly $1.2 million. The man, a native of Nigeria, pleaded guilty to multiple counts of fraud, wire fraud, and conspiracy. His Texas accomplice posed as a veterinarian on a dating site to establish a relationship with the victim. He manipulated her into sending large sums of money under false pretenses. This is Scams and Cons News. I'm a summer guy. I'll be on the porch, enjoying a cool drink and reading. Doesn't get any better, unless someone else does the cooking. I'm not going to spend the day in fresh air only to eat processed foods. If I'm not eating fresh, I'm wasting one of the best seasons of the year. Fortunately, Factor comes to my rescue. They send fresh meals to me that can be cooked up in minutes. I can go back to the porch with a great meal and enjoy the sunset. I'm not into programmed diets. I like the chef's choice meals, but if I wanted keto, protein, vegan, or anything else, they can provide it. Premium meals could include steak, shrimp, broccolini, or asparagus. The meals come prepped and are customizable. You can get add-ons for breakfast, lunch, or snacks. And when I head out on vacation, Factor will pause my service until I get back. Plus, I love to grill, so I can choose one of Factor's meals during the week and fire up the charcoal on weekends. Be good to yourself. Enjoy the warm weather, great foods from Factor, along with some money-saving discounts I'm about to tell you about. Head to factormeals.com/scamsandcons50 and use code scamsandcons50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code scamsandcons50 at factormeals.com scamsandcons50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. An Australian man sent more than 17 million scam text messages from his home. The television show A Current Affair investigated and asked Michael, former digital forensic specialist in the New South Wales Police Force, to explain the equipment that was found.
So these are typically known as SIM boxes. So essentially they're just a bank of GSM modems or cellular modems, each one with their own corresponding SIM card that can be used to send out bulk SMSs.
Detectives allege these devices can hold over 250 active SIM cards and will typically send out 150,000 messages a day. In this case, they allege the scammer was posing as companies, including Australian Post and Linked.
They're often connected to a computer, so the computer will craft the message, and any responses, if they elicit responses, they'll come back through that computer as well.
So the idea of it is that they're sending fake links that you click on?
That's right. So that's a common technique. They'll send out links from common Australian businesses such as Australia Post or banks. And the idea is to instill a sense of urgency in clicking the link or providing information.
About 1 in 10 of those who receive the text click the link. A Long Island man was cheated out of $8,000 in a Rolex watch sale by a scammer he met through Facebook Marketplace. The thief asked the seller to walk to his car so he could get the payment. The New York Post said that the thief locked himself in the car with the watch and attempted to drive away. The victim, Steve Morrow, jumped on the hood of the moving car in an attempt to stop him. Despite Morrow's efforts, the thief managed to escape with the watch. The incident was witnessed by a police officer. Morrow sustained minor injuries in the scuffle. A sophisticated drug ring, orchestrated by Devin Anthony Magararian of Kissimmee, Florida, hacked into a doctor's electronic prescribing accounts to generate tens of thousands of fraudulent prescriptions for addictive drugs. Those prescriptions were then picked up by runners and resold online. Magararian faces multiple criminal charges related to illegal drug sales and diversion of prescription medications. The scheme exploited vulnerabilities in the e-prescription system and mainly involved drugs like oxycodone. Magararian operated through an encrypted messaging service to coordinate with customers, living a lavish lifestyle from the proceeds. Law enforcement became aware of the operation after a local pharmacist raised suspicions about a fraudulent prescription that led to Magararian's arrest. This is Scams and Cons News.
Hello, this is Dr. Grande, the host of True Crime Psychology and Personality. On my podcast, I explore and explain the pathology behind some of the most horrendous crimes and those who commit them. We discuss topics like narcissism, psychopathy, sociopathy, and antisocial personality disorder from a scientifically informed perspective. What is a narcissist? How do you spot a sociopath? What signs can you look for to protect yourself from these dangerous personalities? It's not just about the stories, but also the science and psychology behind them. So if you're interested in true crime or mental health, I'd encourage you to give my show a listen wherever you get podcasts.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has filed a federal lawsuit against Citigroup, Inc., alleging that the bank failed to protect customers and compensate victims of fraud adequately. The lawsuit claims that Citigroup's actions have led to millions of dollars in losses for New York customers. Citigroup asserts that it complies closely with wire transfer laws and works hard to prevent fraud instances, claiming that its measures have reduced wire fraud significantly. However, James' suit seeks reimbursement for lost funds, a civil penalty for violations of general business law, and other financial penalties. The complaint alleges Citigroup of lacking strong online protections against unauthorized account takeovers, misleading account holders about their rights after the fraud, and unlawfully denying reimbursement to fraud victims. The lawsuit highlights instances where customers lost significant sums, including retirement savings, due to fraudulent activities facilitated through the Citigroup system. Jose Medina Terran and Webster Batista Fernandez made headlines in Phoenix not for their flashy lifestyles driving Lamborghinis, but for running one of the largest YouTube music royalty scams in history. Billboard says the duo's scheme involves siphoning $23 million in royalties for Latin music copyrights they didn't control. Despite their elaborate operation, they were eventually caught and indicted on multiple charges. Batista accepted a plea deal, shedding light on how the scam operated. Meanwhile, suspicions arose about the role of AdRev, the rights management company involved. Victims and industry insiders are seeking restitution and hoping for justice to serve as a deterrent to future scams. It might be fun to be a secret shopper, but it can also be a scam. WSOC in Charlotte, North Carolina, spoke with a woman who was looking to earn extra money and almost fell for an advertisement seeking secret shoppers.
When I got the check in the mail, it had a letter with instructions. It told me I was hired. Congratulations. It had the date, the company name. It seemed legit. It had told me to go to different stores and to purchase eBay gift cards. The only thing that literally saved me was because I slept on it.
Scams and Cons is a member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.
You might be surprised to know that not all serial killers are straight, cisgender white men. And the victims of true crime are not a monolith either. She's Wendy and I'm Beth. And together we host Fruit Loop's Serial Killers of Color, a true crime podcast.
Together we take deep dives into the true crime stories about marginalized and minoritized perps and victims that often go untold.
We also provide the context and nuance that these stories deserve. At Fruit Loops, we're serving up true crime with a side of history, society, culture, and some fun.
Listen to Fruit Loop Serial Killers of Color on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.